Jnana Marga and Bhagavan by Sadhu Natanananda. One notices four stages in the history of Jnana Marga. One, after a long debate during the age of the Vedas and Upanishads, the issue whether karma or jnana was the direct path to moksha remained unsettled. Even during the age of the Brahma Sutras, this doubt persisted, as can be seen from Sukopakhyana. 2. The Gita, accepting the inescapability of karma, recommends nishkama karma and the giving up of the sense of doership. While conceding that jnana alone is moksha, it still prescribes nishkama karma, surrendered to the Lord, as the means for gaining and safeguarding jnana. 3. Sri Shankara, recognizing the binding nature of virtuous as of sinful action, and following the Shruti formula, Nakarmana, prescribed perpetual dhyana as the way to moksha. 4. Sri Ramana's service consists in showing clearly and teaching consistently that this perpetual dhyana is only abidance in the self. The following summary of his teaching contains his special contribution to the development and purification of the way of jnana. You think you are born one day and will die someday. Consider who is born and is to die. Do such thoughts occur in dreamless sleep? During this thought-free state, you existed without thoughts and without the world. When you wake up, thoughts and the world appear. Why, how, and whence did this world appear? You remain the same whether asleep or awake, and within or without the world. The projected picture, the beholder, the light on the screen, all these are yourself. You are not this body. Like the invisible and boundless sky above, you are pure awareness and can neither come nor go. This is the truth, but you find it difficult to conceive it and even more difficult to experience it. Anyhow, practice remembering the real self whenever you think of yourself as the body. All that is needed is Shraddha and more Shraddha.
Dharme nashamupagate tribhuvane paryakule papataha prajnane parito giram pathimudha samcharyamane janai sadbhave parameshwarasya chapitus sandeha dolangate dvipah kaitava martya ke kituragatva mantara kasatam.
Now, when righteousness is at an end, when the three worlds are struggling in the network of misery, when scholars, having lost sight of truth, are learnedly discussing polemics to no end, and when the very existence of God, the Father, is disputed, who else could be our refuge except Thee? Kavya Kanta Ganapati Muni.